Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
As followers of Jesus Christ, it's God's will that together, as a body of believers, we're to be transformed into Christ's image, to measure up to His fullness. In the Old Testament, the children of Israel as a nation were to set the stage for the church. As a nation, they were to reflect who God is. Of course, they failed terribly, again and again, and eventually ended up in captivity. Psalm 85 is probably written after the Jews began to return to the Promised Land following this captivity in Babylon. However, a physical return was not enough. They needed to experience spiritual revival and renewal in their hearts. One of the sons of Korah penned these words,
"Lord, you showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave your people's guilt. You covered all their sin. Will you not revive us again so that your people may rejoice in you?"
In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter used the nation of Israel as a prototype to describe the church of Jesus Christ. We're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His possession, so that we may proclaim the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And furthermore, it's God's will that all of us continue to be more and more conformed into Christ's image by the renewing of our minds, in order to live in the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. So let's remember this principle to live by. As members of our local churches, we should help one another experience continual transformation so that we'll be able to reflect Christ's life in all we do.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.